Fuzzy TV.
I'm feeling better today. Thank you very much. I got that rant out of my system yesterday. I'll be back to the Johnny Green critique tomorrow. I know you like that when I just go directly after the words the man speaks himself. It is a dangerous departure from faith, or I would not mess with it. Speaking of departure from faith, I really got insight because of Johnny's video about the phrase that he kept bringing up, shipwrecked as to the faith. Speaking of two men in the body of Christ, here's the shock, Hymenaeus and Alexander. So I'm going to get to that by the end of this video. Thank you very much. Jax made a show this morning. I promoted her channel yesterday. I told you this chick was funny. Her video this morning was called I'm Back, subtitled The Old Humanity is Still Dead. I told you this chick was funny. The Old Humanity is Still Dead. Like she hadn't made a video in 8 days. Come back, turn to find out. Old humanity is still dead. That's comforting, isn't it? It's not coming back to life anytime soon. So I'm going to link you again to her channel. Under here, hit show more, and you'll see a link to Jax's channel and the video titled The Old Humanity is Still Dead. That's a good one. That's a good one. So you'll find that linked underneath here. And I also want to remind you that there are two other women laboring for you, bringing truths out on this unique platform of YouTube. Catherine Holmes. I have a very colorful, artistic woman who really puts the pizzazz in the presentation, like the color. It's just very lively and good. And so Catherine, there's a link down there to her channel. And then we have Jessica. Rest in grace. Rest in grace. That link is also down there. So let's support these women in their monumental efforts. And it is a monumental effort to get out the truth. I also want to give a private message publicly, if that makes any sense, to Ashley, who I met. You remember Ashley? I interviewed Ashley at the Atlanta conference, and I just want to tell her that what you and I were talking about, Ashley, go for it. You have a voice that the youth needs to hear. You can reach people that these other people can't reach, that I can't reach. So a little bit of encouragement for you. I have an issue from the Georgia conference. Speaking about the Georgia conference, there was a gentleman who unplugged my phone from its charger, unbeknownst to me or Greg, and put his own phone on the charger. And then Greg, when he was ready to record my next message, grabbed this man's phone, thought it was mine, wasn't that familiar with my phone, and recorded one of my messages on this other man's phone. I keep saying this other man because I don't know who it was. So, and this gentleman, I do remember, came up to me and said, I have your message on my phone. Could I, do you want to put it on your computer now? And it was a bad timing for it. So I had to defer and say, well, let's do it sometime later. And we never did it. So will the gentleman who has one of my messages from Atlanta, Georgia, please contact me via email? I would appreciate that because I need to get that file. Thank you so much. Sorry to have to bother everybody with that. So of all the negatives, I was talking about technology yesterday. Obviously, the positive is that without it, I just wanted to make sure I got this in there. Without it, we would not be able to communicate. So the internet was created for the body of Christ to communicate in these times, the true body of Christ. That's why the internet exists. Everybody else is just writing on our coattails. Oh, and one more comment about Jax's video. If you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling kicked in the pants, if you've been feeling like your health is on the fritz, you'll love listening to Jax because she has had these Job-like experiences. And so if misery loves company, then yeah, watch Jax's video. So let's go to 1 Timothy 1:18. I want to remind you of something here. This is a verse that Johnny Green really emphasized, but he saw it as losing the faith. He saw this as being out of the body of Christ. Now, this is Paul talking to Timothy. I'm in chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, verse 18. This charge I am committing to you, child Timothy, according to the preceding prophecies over you, that in them you may be warring the ideal warfare. That alone, right there, is not a calling for the average member of the body of Christ. When I say average, I mean that this is an average that is way above. It just sounds so awful to use the word average to describe anybody in the body of Christ. But there are some who want to wage war. You know, some who want, as Paul's using the analogy of war here, we're in a different kind of war. I've called it an information war. And that's what it is, heralding the word. What is the word? It's writing. What's writing? It's information. It's communication. We're not heralding ourselves, Paul said in another place, but we're heralding Christ Jesus. If we were heralding ourselves, then you could look at us and we'd be doing all kinds of works and we'd be highlighting our works and we'd be coming on here telling you all the things that we are doing, all the wonderful ways we are pleasing God, but we don't do that, do we? No. We herald Christ Jesus, and it's such a relief. It takes the burden off of us. And yet we should and do share our burdens with one another. But when we herald, when it comes down to crunch time, it's heralding Christ. And some people are really lit with that. They want to do it. That is warring the ideal warfare. This is a charge within the body of Christ. Timothy had it. Paul wrote 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. This is major revelation. This is breakthrough coming here. Get ready. This is why you call me the world's most outspoken Bible scholar and that I make sense for a living. Paul wrote 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy to Timothy. Not to Stanley. Not to Doobie. Not to Shoobie. Not to Stoobie. Because these other people, while they were in the body of Christ, they weren't the ones to whom Paul wanted to hand the baton. Paul's handing the baton here. This is 1 Timothy, but in 2 Timothy, Paul's facing death, and he wants Timothy to wage the ideal warfare. This is not a call that Paul would give to just anyone. And that's not to disparage anyone else in the body of Christ. Because as Paul says in Philippians 3, well, I'm going to be getting there. That's part. I got a trio of verses here. A triumvirate, if you will. Coming up. This is number one. This charge I am committing to you, child Timothy. This is not a charge for you or you or you or you or you out there. Maybe it is. Because I definitely took this to myself and 2 Timothy. This charge I'm committing to you, child Timothy, according to the preceding prophecies over you. There have been no prophecies over me or no prophecies over you. This was a special day, that in them you may be warring the ideal warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, thrusting away, have made shipwreck as to the faith, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I give up to Satan, that they may be trained not to calumniate. Talked about that last week. So we have two extremes here. We have warring the ideal warfare, and we have shipwrecked as to the faith. And I was just so careful to make you understand last week that these men were in the faith. They were shipwrecked as to it, as to what? The faith. The faith is still, it still exists. It's just been idled. It's just been broken. It's not in good repair. It may be sitting on the bottom of the Adriatic Sea, or the Mediterranean, or maybe Timothy's swimming pool, or maybe Alexander's swimming pool, but the faith is not going anywhere. It's like those little wheels in those aquariums you used to have when you were a kid, the bubbles coming up. Remember that wheel turning? That's the faith of Hymenaeus and Alexander. Now, on the other hand, you have Timothy warring the ideal warfare. At least Paul is charging him to. He hasn't done it yet. But that you may be warring the ideal warfare. These are two different callings in the body of Christ. Remember, I told you for sure these guys were in the body of Christ because Paul gave them up to Satan that they may be trained, that they may be trained. Wait till you hear what the Mormons say about this. I'm going to quote it in a second here. Maybe I'll quote it now. It's incredible what they say. I don't know how I found this, but this is pathetic. Listen to what the Mormons have to say. This is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in 1 Timothy 1, verses 19 through 20. Paul specifically mentioned Hymenaeus and Alexander as two who had left the faith. What? Where does it say they left the faith? Paul says they were shipwrecked as to the faith. Let's go on with the Mormons explaining that he had, quote, delivered them unto Satan, meaning, here we go with the Mormon meaning again, meaning he had excommunicated them. But these guys are stuck in some kind of Catholic quicksand or something. Excommunicated them, meaning he delivered them unto Satan. Meaning, no, it doesn't mean that he excommunicated them. It means that he cared about them. Because I read you last week the verse that said, Paul says, we are not to judge those outside. What business do we have judging those outside? We're to judge those within the body of Christ. You think Paul's going to hand over to Satan the guy at the robbed the gas station who never even heard of Paul or the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, never even interested in God whatsoever? I'm delivering you up to Satan. He's not going to bother with anybody from the world outside of the circle of faith to train him. Well, this means he had excommunicated them. No, it does not. There's one last sentence the Mormons write here. I have to read this to you just for entertainment purposes. An important role of any priesthood leader is to ensure that correct doctrines are taught. Priesthood leader? What is a priesthood leader? See, they're stuck in the Catholic quicksand there. So from here, I want to go to Philippians 3:14. This is Paul. Toward the goal am I pursuing for the prize of God's calling above. This may be one step above waging the ideal warfare. The prize. Paul's just telling Timothy, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. In 2 Timothy 4:4, herald the word opportunely and inopportunely. But here, Philippians 3:14, toward the goal am I pursuing. This is not salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Salvation is won. Salvation is free. Salvation is in spite of our sin. You can't sin your way out of salvation. These Mormon morons, I think it's a play. I think that's not a play on words. I think it's actually developed from the word moron, maybe. They excommunicated these guys. They're out. No, they're not. Toward the goal am I pursuing for the prize. The prize. So Paul doesn't mention the word prize with Timothy. He just says, herald the word opportunely, inopportunely, wage the ideal warfare. But Paul's pursuing a goal above and beyond salvation. The prize of God's calling above in Christ Jesus. So now the third verse is 2 Timothy 4:7. Let us go there. 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul says, I have contended the ideal contest. I have finished my career. I have kept the faith. I think all three are right here. This first time, I'm actually just seeing this second. I had this verse earmarked, but I didn't see this. Finishing his career, I believe, has to do with obtaining the prize of the calling above. This is high position in the body of Christ. I think Paul, when you're talking the body of Christ, you're talking number one under Christ. I think it would have to be Paul, wouldn't you? Finish my career. But how does he start this verse? Verse 7, chapter 4, I've contended the ideal contest. Now he's relating himself to the charge he gave to Timothy, the contesting of the faith. But then he says at the end, I have kept the faith. That is the most simple part of this verse. Again, I'm in 2 Timothy 4:7. I have kept the faith. Now I'm going to read them now in the order of, not the order they're presented here, but in the order in which I think they exist in the hierarchy of the body of Christ. I have finished my career, top dog. I have contended the ideal contest, getting dirty, getting the hands dirty, fighting the warfare, the battle against the circumcisionists, against all manner of false teaching, even within the body of Christ. But the basic of the basics is I have kept the faith. And so when we add 1 Timothy 1:18, 20, we have four categories within the body of Christ. The high calling above, contending the ideal contest, keeping the faith, just keeping it. If you're just keeping it, if you're still in the realm of faith, even if you're not doing anything about it, you're not contending in any way, you're not warring in any way, that's fine. You're keeping the faith. And the fourth category is shipwrecked. And I think Johnny Green struggled with what to do with these people who he considers to be shipwrecked. Johnny says that shipwrecked, Johnny's agreeing with the Mormons. Yes, Johnny Green agrees with the Mormons that they're shipwrecked and they're out. They're out of the body of Christ. They're not chosen. That is, they're not in the body of Christ. They haven't been predesignated. They proved they weren't predesignated because they're doing all these sorts of unwholesome things. They're sinners. What do you know? Oh, what a shock. But they're doing sinning, the type of sinning that Johnny Green disapproves of. Therefore, they're shipwrecked. Therefore, Johnny says, not even designated beforehand. But if you're designated beforehand, you're designated beforehand. But you can be sitting on the bottom of the tank going, you're still down there. I mean, you're still there. I'm going to say the faith exists. The faith exists. But there's something about I have kept the faith. There's something more active about that. There's something more vital about that than shipwrecked as to the faith. I think we can all say that with confidence. Isn't it true? There's something more vital about it. I think of the verse in Philippians 2:13, be carrying your own salvation into effect. I think that would be like keeping the faith. Just carrying it. Be carrying it into effect. Think about this. You're just carrying it. You're not distributing it. You're not tossing it out there, giving out the word opportunely and inopportunely, but you're carrying it. You have it. You're carrying it through your day. Carry out your own salvation. Carry it out. Of course, this is in the relative viewpoint, the absolute viewpoint. It is God, the very next verse, Philippians 2:13. It is God operating in you to will and to work for the sake of his delight. So, I believe that is the same as keeping it. I've kept the faith. I've told you, God will not take away your last shred of faith. And I say, keep it. I say, keep it. But some people think, and the probably Johnny is doing such damage because some people could possibly think that, well, I'm not even keeping the faith. I'm just bubbling at the bottom of the aquarium here. So I'm no good at all. I must not be in the body of Christ. But the thing still, you see, that little thing still going, you know, there's still oil coming out of the USS Arizona, one of the battleships that was torpedoed by the Japanese on December 7th, 1941 in Pearl Harbor. Still, even though it was shipwrecked, there's still some activity. So these people are still in the body of Christ, even if they're shipwrecked. So I think this gives place. Johnny would say they're done, they're out, they never were called. And we've wondered ourselves, haven't we? Somebody's not doing anything. They just like, they've given it up. They've gone off to Las Vegas with showgirls. I'm done with this crap. They say they don't even believe in Jesus Christ anymore. But I don't know. If they say that, then okay, yeah, they're... Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, once you're saved, you're always saved. That's true. It's hard to say about that. But shipwrecked as to the faith is a category. Now, I see it. And Paul is aware of these, what I believe I'm seeing here are four categories. Paul's acutely aware of them at all times. And we're not so much. We just say, you're saved, you're not saved, you're saved, you're not saved. Paul never thought that way. He wasn't so bifurcated. He was constantly thinking of these levels. That's why he says, you know, these various activities that will keep people from an allotment in the kingdom. An allotment in the kingdom. That would be probably maybe in the finishing my career department, or probably rather in the I have contended the ideal contest department. Even within that high calling, above calling, I think there's maybe place. I don't know. Paul might be in his own category. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if Paul's in his absolutely own character, own category, or if he is at the head of the high calling above group of saints who God put it in them to, like, you know, go to the wall for this truth. So I think the main value here in this whole presentation has been to see people who look like they're just done, and to tell them you're shipwrecked as to the faith, but that doesn't mean you're not in the body of Christ. If you believe that Jesus Christ died, that he literally died, he wasn't alive for 3 days, the Trinity's not true, he did not exist for 3 days, and that he died for your sins, that is, there's nothing you can do to take away any of your sins. The taking away of sin was completely a work of Christ, with no contribution on your part whatsoever. No free will there. No free will. No Trinity. No free will. Jesus Christ died for my sins. Anyone who believes that is in the body of Christ. They might be doing some hideous things. They're, in which case, I would say they're shipwrecked as to the faith. If they're really doing hideous things. Really hideous. Really just like defaming the name of Christ. Paul takes these two to task, Hymenaeus and Alexander, that they be taught not to calumniate. They were insulting people. They were probably insulting Paul. It was not a good idea. Not a good idea. Insult Paul. Ooh, not a good idea, boys. So, I think this gives a place for those people. We have a name for them. Shipwrecks. Hey, you're a shipwreck. You're a wreck. There it is. You can shorten it. You can shorten it. What's my place in the body of Christ? You know what? You're a wreck. But you're still in the body of Christ. I can't deliver you up to Satan because I don't have that power anymore. If I did, I would. In order for you to be trained. Paul would not train anybody who's not in the body of Christ. It's like a kick in the pants to get somebody up. That's what being delivered to Satan is. It's a kick in the pants to get them out of the shipwreck condition, get them to the surface, and at least carrying their salvation on the surface, at least carrying it, at least keeping the faith. They might not be contending the ideal contest, or they might not have a career. See, Paul finished my career. People who make a career out of it. I've made a career out of this. God has given me this. God's given me this. So maybe that's up there, that I've given away a lot for this. Do I expect something for that? Yes, I do. Only because God and Paul promises it. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I would be quite out of place to be even saying such a thing. So others are warring the ideal contest. So there it is. There's the career, the warring the ideal contest, the keeping of the faith, and the shipwrecked. I believe these are four categories I'm now seeing within the body of Christ. And I think it's helpful. People would say, oh, Martin's dividing the body of Christ. I can hear it now. Especially from Clyde. Those who are dividing the body of Christ. No, I'm not dividing the body of Christ. It's all the body of Christ. I'm just saying within the body of Christ, they're obviously different places, because no one is racing or contending for salvation, and there's keeping the faith, there's the high calling above, and there's being shipwrecked as to the faith. I'm sorry, but I'm making sense again.